The Nation magazine reports that companies tied to Blackwater founder Eric Prince have worked on security and intelligence contracts for pro-Western governments and multinational companies like Monsanto, Disney, and Deutsche Bank. Through these companies, Total Intelligence Solutions and Terrorism Research Center, Prince has engaged in covert operations with CIA operatives and done undercover work for corporate executives, including spying on environmental activists. Top clients include the Kingdom of Jordan, the Canadian military, and the Dutch police, as well as several major U.S. military bases, including Fort Bragg, home of the elite Joint Special Forces Operations Command. A key contact for Blackwater's covert operation with the CIA was former officer Enrique Rick Prado, who set up a global network of foreign operatives. The CIA has long used proxy forces to hide the involvement of the American government in covert operations. Starting in 2004, Prado and Prince were active in the CIA's assassination program. Monsanto was Total Intelligence Solutions' most controversial client, paying over $200,000 in 2008 and 2009 for intelligence services and protection from critics of genetically modified seeds. Total Intelligence Solutions insists it did not work to infiltrate groups critical of Monsanto, but it did provide reports to the biotech giant of groups and individuals considered a risk to the company. Michelle Bachelet, former president of Chile, has been handpicked to lead the new United Nations Agency for Gender Equality. Bachelet, a single mother and agnostic from a predominantly Catholic country, headed a center-left government in Chile that embraced free trade and globalization. A trained physician, Bachelet brings a wide breadth of experience in reproductive rights, domestic violence, and the abuse of women in conflict zones. Bachelet's appointment by UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon came as a mild surprise. African countries had campaigned rigorously to get the appointment. Bachelet is seen by some nations in the global south as too close to the United States and not sympathetic enough with struggling low-income countries in Africa and South Asia. In an interview with The Nation magazine, Bachelet dismissed these criticisms. She declared, "The state has to guarantee people's rights, especially for the most vulnerable people and the people living in the most difficult situations." Once democracy was restored in Chile in 1990, Bachelet joined the government to work as an epidemiologist and an expert on HIV/AIDS. The new UN agency is an outgrowth of the Agenda on Women's Empowerment set at the 1995 Beijing Women's Conference, which called for aggressive action against gender discrimination in areas like education, employment, healthcare, and political participation. The last General Electric factory making old-style incandescent light bulbs in the United States closed its doors in September, laying off 200 workers in Virginia. During the current deep recession, corporate leaders and the Obama administration have pinned their hopes on advances in green technology to jumpstart American manufacturing, which has been shedding jobs for decades. But green jobs have not yet arrived, especially for workers in traditional manufacturing. The jobs at the GE plant became vulnerable because of the 2007 energy conservation law that essentially banned the use of incandescent bulbs after 2014. The old bulbs are being replaced by energy-efficient compact fluorescent bulbs, CFCs, that are made in China. Ironically, the basic technology for the CFC bulbs was developed by GE engineers in the 1970s, but it was never commercialized until Chinese businessman Ellis Yen automated production to make the energy-efficient bulbs profitable. Yen now controls half of all CFC production and is looking into building a factory in the U.S., but has failed thus far to get $12.5 million in government funding to build the plant. Today, making a CFC bulb in the U.S. would add 10% to the cost of production, but retailers say there is a market for made-in-the-USA CFC light bulbs. Jobs at the GE factory paid well, about $30 an hour, but today there are few jobs that pay that well near the plant in Winchester, Virginia. Many of the workers who are in their 40s and 50s are considering retiring on their severance payments. Others are hoping to secure jobs in the expanding solar industry. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Liz Becker.